This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. We're about to meet some people who want to change the place where many of us would least like to end our lives. Nobody wants to wind up in a nursing home where residents can seem bored, lonely, or sad. NPR's Joseph Shapiro went to Tupelo, Mississippi to see a bold attempt to reinvent the nursing home.
Take the road onto the campus of the Traceway Retirement Community. The first thing you see is the sprawling nursing home, which dates back to the 1970s. 140 people live here. But keep going, and at the bottom of a hill, the street curves gently past brand new houses with driveways, barbecue grills, and green lawns. This could be a housing development under construction anywhere in America. Only these four houses are being used as a nursing home, with just 10 people in each house. Across the street, men in hard hats are building more.
That's the sound of elders being set free.
Steve McAlilly stands on the street and listens. He runs this place. He's the president of Mississippi Methodist Senior Services. McAlilly wants to move every resident out of that old nursing home up the road and into one of these new houses.
We're building six more, so we'll have 10. And we'll move them out of the what we believe is almost like a prison.
The place McAlilly calls a prison is the nursing home he runs.
That's what I'm talking about. And we do a really good job in that system of taking care of people, but it's still like a prison.
What he means is, in a typical nursing home, there's little privacy and little control over your life. You may wind up sharing a room with a stranger. The staff decides what time you eat, what you eat, when you get a shower, even when you go to sleep.
No matter how good you do, how hard you try, how caring the people are that work there, life is regimented and people live many ways like people do in prisons.
McAlilly can say things like that because he's at the front of a movement to reinvent the nursing home, starting right here on this street in Tupelo, Mississippi. The houses here are part of a national reform effort called the Greenhouse Project. It's the boldest attempt yet to make nursing homes like real homes and give residents more privacy and more control over their lives. Walk up to the front door of one of these houses and you get a sense of what's different. Before he takes one step into Martin House, Steve McAlilly rings the doorbell. Every visitor has to. That didn't go over very well with a state official who came to inspect this place. Usually regulators and nursing home CEOs like McAlilly can just walk in. But McAlilly says that's wrong.
This is home. People don't come barging into your home, do they? Just feel free to open the door and walk in. And we protect that. It's a sacred place.
The Greenhouse Project is based on a simple idea, that older people will thrive in a nursing home if it's built as close as possible to living in one's own house. Others have tried to make existing nursing homes more home-like. This makes the nursing home over from scratch.
Howdy. Hey.
Renee Reed opens the door. She's the certified nurse aide here. Only don't call her an aide. At Martin House, McAlilly says she's called a Shabazz.
You know, it took me a long time to be able to say that in public in Mississippi, but now it rolls off my tongue.
That's right. She's a Shabazz. It's a made-up name. But the reason for it gets to the heart of the Greenhouse Project. If you're going to change what's wrong with nursing homes, then you've got to change everything, right down to what you call the people who work here. That's what Dr. Bill Thomas thinks. He's the man with a full beard and sandals who's just walked in with McAlilly. Dr. Thomas came up with the idea for the Greenhouse Project. He says don't call the people who live here patients either. Call them elders.
A patient is a sick person, and the people who live here are the elders of this community. They belong to this community. They make up this community. This is another step down that journey where we return full personhood to the people who live here.
It's the end of lunch. At an oversized dining room table, nine elderly men and women pass white bowls and plates, family style. Things are set up like one of those family great rooms you see in a big new house. High ceilings, lots of light. The dining area and big kitchen seem to flow into an open living room with comfortable chairs and a fireplace. A nurse goes from this house to the ones next door giving out medications, but the aides, or Shabazzim, do most everything else. They do the hands-on care. They get residents dressed and out of bed. They're the social directors, too. They help elders make a quilt, plant a garden, or take them to the shopping mall. Right now, there's the sweet smell of baking in the air. Renee Reed, the Shabazz, has been cooking.
We got a red velvet cake with white icing, banana pudding, piece of coconut cake.
Bill Thomas graduated from Harvard Medical School and ended up working as a doctor in a nursing home near his home in rural New York. That turned him into one of the nation's best-known critics of nursing homes.
I believe that in the nursing home every year, thousands and thousands of people die of a broken heart. They die not so much because their organs fail, but because their grip on life has failed. At the center of the greenhouse is quality of life, meaning, worth, and dignity. At the greenhouse, we put those things at the center of life.
Sounds good, but Bill Thomas has tried before to change nursing homes. His first idea was to fill them with plants, pets, and birds. He called it the Eden Alternative. Some 500 nursing homes around the country have tried it, with some success. But even with plants and pets, most of these places still feel like medical facilities. Now, Thomas is saying, you have to start all over. Build something new. Make it small like a house. Each of the 10 residents at Martin House has a private bedroom. State Medicaid pays the same amount for someone here or in the regular nursing home. Steve McAlilly was starting to construct a new wing to his existing nursing home when he heard about Thomas's new idea.
So one day I walked into our board of directors and said, I believe we are about to make a $12 million mistake, and we need to stop this 140-bed state-of-the-art nursing home and look at the greenhouse.
This is the first greenhouse in the country, so Thomas visits every several months. He's got a lot of questions for the people who work here, like Renee Reed.
Now, some people have said to us, instead of this long wood table, there ought to be just separate tables. What's your view on that as a Shabazz?
My view on that, I like the long table. It's just like sitting in a family-wise. You get it around.
At this moment, a woman with dementia walks by. She's got her hair in a bun and an umbrella on her arm. She goes to the side door. It opens to an enclosed garden. She's doing something that's going to get Bill Thomas very excited.
She opened the door. Cold air blew in on her. And she said, too cold. Closed the door and went back. That would seem like the simplest thing in the world. But in a conventional institution, that doesn't happen. Because the space is so large, and to get outdoors, you have to have an escort. And if you just walk out the door, people go running after you to stop you, to say, wait, no. We're going to have a picnic next Saturday. You go outdoors then, you know. Here, she was able to go and make a choice about where she wanted to be. And it's in the making of choices that we find meaning in our life. That right there was a beautiful demonstration of that.
See us more often, you'd see a lot of those kind of things.
Well, I can't help but get excited.
It's a small thing. That it doesn't happen at most nursing homes shows what odd places they really are. And that people like Bill Thomas and Steve McAlilly have a long ways to go to make a nursing home a nice place to live. Joseph Shapiro, NPR News.
You can find excerpts from a book by Dr. Bill Thomas at npr.org. This report continues tomorrow when we'll hear what happened when researchers came to measure results at the experiment in Mississippi.